From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 20th, 2015. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star, the plan to locate a Hawthorne Valley food store at the corner of Warren and 5th Streets in Hudson has been abandoned by both Hawthorne Valley Farm and the Galvin Initiatives Foundation, owner and developer of the property. Unanticipated costs overwhelmed the farm store and hoped-for funding failed to materialize. Galvin was responsible for construction of the core and shell of the building located at 449 Warren Street. Hawthorne Valley was in charge of the build-out of the ground floor retail and the second-story classroom spaces. Martin Ping, executive director of the Hawthorne Valley Association, said Monday, January 19th, Hawthorne Valley is still committed to finding a space in Hudson. Quote, "We all gave it our best shot," he said. "Everybody worked in good faith, but the condition of the site was more than we anticipated, and the numbers weren't really working," unquote. Galvin will now complete construction work at the location and lease the building for any allowable commercial purpose. Read the full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail the first of two sewer easement sessions for property owners in the Leeds Jefferson Heights Sewer District was held at Catskill Town Hall Saturday, January 17th. The meeting was set to let landowners know where and why the upcoming sewer project will need access along certain properties. Project manager Mary Beth Bianconi from Delaware Engineering said the goal of the sessions is to make sure all property owners' questions are answered. Quote, "People have been giving us excellent feedback," she said. A second informational session will be held at Catskill Town Hall beginning at 4 p.m. Tuesday, January 20th. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Associated Press is reporting a poll released Monday, January 19th, indicated two-thirds or 66% of New Yorkers think race relations in the state are fair to poor, compared to 51% a year ago. The Siena College poll reflects attitudes following the deaths of unarmed black men at the hands of white police officers in Ferguson, Missouri and Staten Island. The poll found 81% of New York State residents and 72% of New York City view their own police favorably. The poll of 802 New York registered voters was conducted between January 11th and January 15th. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's Commission on Youth, Public Safety, and Justice released its 176-page report Monday, January 19th. The commission was set up to examine the state's policy of processing 16- and 17-year-olds in the criminal system. The report noted that youthful offenders are twice as likely as other inmates to be abused by staff or other prisoners, five times more likely to be sexually assaulted, and more likely to commit suicide. They are also 25% more likely to reoffend. The commission recommended raising the age of juvenile jurisdiction in two steps, from 16 to 17 at the beginning of 2017 and to 18 at the beginning of 2018. The age when juvenile jurisdiction would begin would shift from age 7 to 12, although the age at which murder could be dealt with in the juvenile courts will remain at 10. Offenders younger than 18 would be kept out of adult prisons or jails and would be incarcerated in special facilities of fewer than 25 beds where they could serve out their sentence up to age 21. Among its other recommendations, the report calls for the creation of new youth courts to deal with criminal cases involving offenders younger than 18. Cuomo accepted the findings of the panel as a whole and said he would move to transform the recommendations into legislation. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. For the weather forecast, today is partly sunny with a high near 31, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 8. Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 31, Wednesday night, chance of light snow mainly after midnight, cloudy with a low around 17. Thursday, a chance of light snow mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 32, Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 14. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 29, Friday night partly cloudy with a low around 19. Sunrise today was at 7:18 a.m. and sunset today at 4:55 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 36 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the third Tuesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Medical Services Committee meeting is at 4 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Durham Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, 239-8260. The Hillsdale Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall on Main Street in Hillsdale, 325-5073. The Hudson Common Council Finance Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. Formal Common Council meeting at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Hunter Town Board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5748 Route 23A in Tannersville, 589-6150. The Lexington Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 986-6303. The Philmont Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Philmont Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. The Taconic Planning Board workshop meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, Route 82 West Taconic, 851-7638. The Coxsackie Athens Public Forum is at 6:30 p.m. at E.J. Arthur Elementary School, 51 3rd Street in Athens, 731-1700. For community comment and questions concerning the proposed grade reconfiguration of the Coxsackie Athens Elementary Schools, the proposal will eliminate the community school model in favor of a Princeton plan type arrangement. This is the second of two forums. Childcare will be provided. And the WGXC Community Programming Advisory Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. at the WGXC Hudson Studio in 704 Columbia Street, 2nd floor in Hudson, 697-7400. WGXC Community Programming Advisory Committee reviews incoming program applications, conduct programming evaluations, and provide feedback about the community program schedule. The public is welcome to attend. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 20th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.